or junk house, but I was gonna keep wood in there.
Right. You know, used to, before people had indoor plumbing, uh-huh. was there a place outside where they had the toilet?
Yes, sir. Some places they didn't even have a toilet.
Yeah.
That's right. They had to hunt the woods.
What did they call a place like that if they had a little building?
I mean, you still call it toilet, I guess.
Okay.
As far as I know.
What about outhouse?
Well, that'll make it too, yeah.
Have you heard that?
Yeah, I said that. But, you know, it don't matter, it's all the same.
All the same thing, sure. Could you say that for me just to get a record of it since you haven't heard it?
Outhouse?
Yes, ma'am. Right. Some of them. Have you ever heard of people call them a one-holer or a two-holer or anything like that?
One-holer or a two-holer? No.
Haven't heard that? Or what about a privy?
No.
Haven't heard that?
No.
Okay. Just outhouse or toilet. Or out in the woods, like you said.
That's all I know.
Did y'all have an outdoor toilet when you were growing up?
Uh-huh. And down at the wayside, too.
Was what?
That wayside.
How far away is that?
Oh, it's about 9 miles down above you. Before we left there, they had them toilets in the house, plumbing and all, and a shower. The government made them put them in there.
That's right. I can remember going in one of those outdoor toilets.
Yeah.
When I visited some of my grandmother's relatives out of town, they lived on a farm. That's what they had.
Well, we had one down yonder, and an old bachelor lived down the yard. And when he went out there one night, and so it's right on the edge of a levee, you know, and it levee sort of growed up.
Yes,
lots
ma'am.
Of snakes out there.
Mm.
And so he went out there and I don't know, but he liked to run right into a snake before he got in there. But after he got in there, he found out there was one down under there, you know.
Mm.
You couldn't get him to go back in that thing at night.
I guess so.
It's crazy. I wouldn't have went in there the first time, not at night.
Mm. What kind of snake do you reckon it was?
But there's lots of king snakes in there. I saw them. I wouldn't hurt one of them for nothing.
Why not?
They won't bite you.
They're not, they won't hurt you or anything?
Uh-uh. They'll run from you.
Mm-hmm.
You can pick at them, they won't bite you.
What kind of snakes do you have around here? Or did you have?
Down there we had rattlesnakes. Spread matters, and when they tell me where there's rattlesnakes and spread matters too, but I know there was down there. And king snakes and cottonmouth moccasins, any kind you wanted was down there.
Mm-hmm. That's enough to satisfy most people, I imagine. Those moccasins, if they bite you, they'll.
Now they're poison.
Mm-hmm.
Rattlesnake either
mm-hmm.
for spreading that, but they ain't but one that I know of that won't bite you. That's a king snake.
Have you ever heard anything kind of unusual about a king snake?
Yep. Only thing I hear it unusual, you can put them in your barn if you had one,
mm-hmm.
and they'll keep the rats and things caught out of your crib.
Mm-hmm.
And if they haven't bite you, they ain't gonna hurt you. And they'll kill every poison snake comes around there.
Yeah, I've heard that. That's
they'll do that. sure do. My daughter over yonder said they moved in a house and said there was a black snake. Well, in the house. There was two of them in the house, but one of them was after the other.